Good morning and welcome to the Bright Cove Incorporated 2024 Annual Meeting of Stockholders. I would now like to introduce the first speaker, Mark DeBevoise. You may begin.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Mark DeBevoise, Chief Executive Officer of Bright Cove. I'm very excited to be with you today for the annual meeting of Bright Cove stockholders. The meeting is now called to order. I will be acting as the chairman of the meeting, and I've asked Christopher Keenan, Secretary of the Corporation, to record the minutes. It's a pleasure to welcome our shareholders to this virtual annual meeting of Bright Cove Inc. This meeting is being held in accordance with the corporation's bylaws and Delaware law. At our meeting today, we will take care of the formal business described in our notice and proxy statement, a copy of which has been made available on the internet on or about March 29, 2024, to all of our stockholders of record at the close of business on March 15, 2024. Before proceeding to the formal business, I would like to introduce the directors and officers of the corporation who have joined us today. Our directors are Diane Hessen, Chairman of the Board, Kristen Frank, Gary Haroyan, Scott Kernet, Saidal Neely, Tom Wheeler, and myself. Our officers are John Wagner, Chief Financial Officer, David Plotkin, Chief Legal Officer, and myself, Chief Executive Officer. Our independent auditor, the firm of Ernst & Young LLP, is represented at this meeting by Elise Hanaoka. Our outside counsel, the firm of Goodwin Procter LLP, is represented at this meeting by Joe Theis and Aaron Berman. Now let's proceed to the formal business of the meeting, notice of which was sent to all shareholders of record as of the close of business on March 15, 2024. Shareholders of record on that date are entitled to vote at this meeting. A record of stockholders as of that date has been on file with the Secretary of the Corporation for the last 10 days immediately prior to the date of this meeting and has been available for inspection by any stockholder during that period at any time during normal business hours. You have each been provided access to the agenda and rules of conduct for the meeting on the virtual platform. It is our intention to conduct this meeting in accordance with these documents. There will be an opportunity for questions about each of the proposals after they are all presented. If you have any questions, please submit them now using the Ask a Question field on the virtual platform. Please adhere to the rules of conduct in addressing this meeting. The Board of Directors has appointed John Commers, a representative of Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc., to act as Inspector of Elections for this annual meeting, and he will tabulate results of the voting. The Inspector of Elections has signed the oath of office, which will be filed with the minutes of this meeting. Mr. Commers, do we have a quorum present?
Mr. DeBevoise, of the 44,406,483 shares of the common stock entitled to vote at the meeting, 37,681,496 shares are represented either in person, virtually, or by proxy, and therefore a quorum is present.
Thank you, Mr. Commers. I declare that a quorum is present. We may now proceed to transact the business for which this meeting has been called. Let me briefly describe the voting procedures. We will vote by proxy and by virtual ballot. If you have previously turned in your proxy and you do not intend to change your vote, it is not necessary that you complete another proxy or virtual ballot. Your vote will be counted. If you are eligible to vote and have not submitted your proxy, or if you want to change your vote, you may do so by clicking on Vote Here on the virtual platform. It is now 9:03 A.M. on May 8, 2024, and the polls for each matter to be voted on at this annual meeting are now open. Our first item of business is the election of directors. At this meeting, we will be voting on two nominees for Class III directors to serve for a three-year term ending at the 2027 annual meeting. All is set forth in the proxy statement. Based on the recommendation of the Nominating and Corporate Governance Committee of the Board, our Board has nominated Gary Haroyan and Diane Hessen for election as directors to serve for a three-year term ending at the 2027 annual meeting or until their successors are elected and qualified. Each of the nominees is a current member of our Board and has consented to serve if elected. For Proposal 1, the election of directors, the two nominees receiving the plurality of votes entitled to vote and cast will be elected as directors. Corporation's bylaws require that a stockholder provide advance notice to the corporation of the stockholder's intent to nominate persons as directors. There are no other nominees. Accordingly, I declare the nominations for directors closed. The Board of Directors unanimously recommends that stockholders vote in favor of this proposal. The second item of business is the ratification of the appointment of Ernst & Young LLP as the corporation's independent registered public accounting firm for the fiscal year ending December 31, 2024. We have appointed Ernst & Young as our independent registered public accounting firm to perform the audit of our consolidated financial statements for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2024, and we are asking the stockholders to ratify this appointment. Ernst & Young has served as our independent registered public accounting firm since 2010. The audit committee annually reviews the independent registered public accounting firm's independence, including reviewing all relationships between the independent registered public accounting firm and us, and any disclosed relationships or services that may impact the objectivity and independence of the independent registered public accounting firm and the independent registered public accounting firm's performance. As a matter of good corporate governance, the board's determined to submit to the stockholders for ratification the appointment of Ernst & Young LLP. For Proposal 2, a majority of the votes properly cast is required in order to ratify the appointment of Ernst & Young LLP. In the event that a majority of the votes properly cast do not ratify this appointment of Ernst & Young, we will review our future appointment of Ernst & Young. The third item of business is a non-binding advisory vote to approve the compensation of our named executive officers. As required by Section 14A(a)(1) of the Exchange Act, the board is providing the stockholders with an opportunity to approve, on a non-binding advisory basis, compensation of our named executive officers. The board unanimously recommends that stockholders vote for approval on a non-binding advisory basis of the compensation of the corporation's named executive officers. And the fourth item of business is a non-binding advisory vote to approve the frequency of future non-binding advisory votes to approve the compensation of the corporation's named executive officers. As required by Section 14AA1 of the Exchange Act, the board is providing the stockholders with an opportunity to approve on a non-binding advisory basis the frequency of future non-binding advisory votes on the compensation of our named executive officers. The board unanimously recommends that stockholders vote for every 1 year on the frequency of future non-binding advisory votes to approve the compensation of the corporation's named executive officers, and the board has determined that the corporation will hold the future non-binding advisory votes to approve the compensation of the corporation's named executive officers on the frequency approved by the stockholders. We will now open the meeting for any questions. If you have not already submitted a question, please do so now using the Ask a Question field on the virtual platform. We will now give everyone a moment to submit any questions they may have. Mr. Keenan, have any questions been submitted?
No, Mr. DeBevoise, no questions have been submitted.
Thank you. The question and answer portion of the meeting is now closed. We will now proceed with the voting. Anyone who is voting by virtual ballot and has not already done so during this meeting, please click on the Vote Here area on the virtual platform and mark your virtual ballot now. We will now give everyone a moment to mark their virtual ballots. The Inspector of Elections will not accept virtual ballots, proxies, or votes, or any changes or revocations submitted after the closing of the polls. It is now 9:08 a.m. on May 8th, 2024, and the polls for each matter to be voted on at this meeting are now closed. No additional virtual ballots, proxies, or votes, and no changes or revocations will be accepted. Inspector of Elections, please report on the preliminary results of the voting.
Mr. Chairman, with regard to Proposal 1, the two nominees received the plurality of votes entitled to vote and cast. With regard to Proposal 2, a majority of the votes properly cast have been voted in favor of the ratification of Ernst & Young LLP as the corporation's independent registered public accounting firm for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2024. With regard to Proposal 3, a majority of the votes properly cast have been voted in favor of approval on a non-binding advisory basis of the compensation of the corporation's named executive officers. With regard to Proposal 4, a majority of the votes properly cast have been voted in favor of every 1 year for the frequency of future non-binding advisory votes to approve the compensation of the corporation's named executive officers.
Thank you, Mr. Commerce. I declare that all the proposals presented at the meeting have been ratified or approved by the stockholders. The final results of voting, including any virtual ballots and proxies recorded during this meeting, will be set forth in the report of the Inspector of Elections and will be included in the minutes of this meeting. Final results will also be included in our reports filed with the SEC. There being no other matters for consideration at this meeting, I hereby adjourn this meeting.
Thank you. The Bright Cove Incorporated 2024 Annual Meeting of Stockholders has now come to an end. Thank you for attending. You may now disconnect.